Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gents, you guys know what time it is. All things covered. Another jam-packed show for you guys. I am B-Mac Brian McFadden with my guy, P2, Patrick Peterson. It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be associated with the Minnesota Vikings. Football is back. Football is here. We just got an opportunity to watch week one in the NFL season. And with that being said, first quarter, let's get straight to the skull check-in. I love checking in with the skull check-in with our skull fans when the Vikings and Skull Nation win. It hits differently. With that being said, Packers recap. That was the week one matchup. Packers dominated by the Minnesota Vikings. Pat P, this is your second. You're starting your second season with the Minnesota Vikings. Was this the best win so far as a Viking for you?
I have to put it up there it's the best win that I've had as being a Minnesota Vikings by far.
I felt that way. I just wanted to hear your answer, but I felt that way as well.
Yeah, just all around.
Tell us why.
Yeah, just all around team win. Just for the defense to come out, for us to come out and do what we did to a very, very quality, quarterback, who can, make some great throws, who understand defenses and things like that. And you could tell it was times, in that game where we kind of made it cloudy for him. And, obviously the pass rush, paid some dividends to that. But, when you have a pass rush and coverage that marries together, you get results like that. So, hopefully we can continue to ride that wave, week at a time. Now we're moving on to the Philadelphia Eagles and see where that's going to take us. But the offense was able to sustain drives. I feel like one of the drives of the day was the drive when we stopped them for that 4th-and-1 when they, although we didn't score, but we went down and got 3 points.
That was huge.
Yeah, I thought we had an opportunity to recapture the momentum because, they had a nice drive going and we end up shutting the door, on them on that 4th-down conversion. Then, special teams, having a really solid day, Ryan having a good day punting, Greg having a big, I believe a momentum booster, a confidence booster, for him moving forward, hitting a 56-yarder.
Yeah.
In that game. So it was a lot for us to build on, a lot for us to clean up as well at the same time. But, like you said, the Vikings, the skull check-in, it definitely hit different when we were able to capture a W.
Yeah, no question. And I had my prediction for all our listeners and our viewers. Every week I give my Vikings prediction. Pat P, you remember what my prediction was?
I think it was like 16-10.
It was. Good memory. 16-10 was my prediction. You guys did right defensively. You held the Green Bay Packers to 10 points, and you scored 24. So I wasn't that far off.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't that far off, ladies and gentlemen. So follow me. I'm pretty good at this number thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty good when it comes to betting and everything like that and just putting numbers together. Follow me. I'll meet you in the promised land. What you got?
Can I get my Sprite?
Oh, here we go. We didn't even, we just got in the first quarter of the show. You already talking about bets.
You talking about bets and stuff. You talking about you good with numbers and stuff. I just wanted to get that out of the way, man. I can't wait to get that tropical Sprite from my guy, B-Mac.
Yeah, I owe Pat P. Me and Pat P. had a friendly bet. I'm drinking my Voss. My Voss water, by the way.
Yes.
So me and Pat P. had a friendly wager on the Brown. On the Cleveland Browns versus Carolina game, and Pat took Cleveland and I took Carolina. And I would tell you about this guy. I mean, this guy called me after their game. I'm thinking we're going to highlight, talk about the game and everything. He go hit me with, "Hey, Matt, I know you saw the Cleveland game, right?" Like, that's what we talking about. So I owe Pat, what kind of Sprite you said? Tropical
Sprite, man. Tropical Sprite, baby.
To like that. Where can I get Amazon. That from?
Amazon, just like I got that Voss water for you.
you got send me your address. I send you out some cases of tropical Sprite.
I got my guy. I'll be good about a good 2 months too.
No question. I gotta get you right. If y'all gonna keep playing and you can keep doing what you're doing like that, man, I might have send you some Sprite every week. Well, if y'all gonna keep doing that, man, please, man. We gonna be doing numbers, big numbers, big step up. Hey, so one of the players that I we talked about last week getting ready for week one matchup versus the Packers was Za'Darius Smith. Talk to us about his performance and how much personally he wanted that victory on his former team against his former team.
He didn't really show it, throughout the week of preparation, but anytime you have an opportunity to go against your opposing former team, you want to win that ball game, but he took the week. Like, it was a normal week of preparation. Had very laser focus throughout that week of preparation, and it showed in the game. I mean, he was just a terror throughout that game Sunday evening. It's a pleasure to have two of them. Not only two of them, but I think we got a good rotation. with DJ as well.
No question.
So it's a pleasure when you can have guys that can disrupt the quarterback. It just makes that defensive back job that much easier.
I mean, y'all had four sacks on Aaron Rodgers, and outside of those four sacks, y'all hit him. I said this after watching that game. I said, if you didn't know any better, you thought Aaron Rodgers played on grass because his jersey was dirty. Y'all got field turf in the dome. That's not grass. You're not supposed to have stains on your jersey. His jersey was dirty. The jersey sleeve was coming up right here. The tape was coming off. You know when he got the tape on your shoulder pad.
Right.
I mean, look, y'all did a number on Aaron Rodgers. And with that being said, for the first time in 12 games, Aaron Rodgers threw an interception against an NFC North opponent. Aaron Rodgers had gone 395 consecutive attempts without throwing an INT. In that span, he threw 38 touchdowns. 38 touchdowns. You talk about dominating a particular group of teams. He's on that division, but y'all bullied him. He didn't bully anybody this past Sunday. And if that's what we're going to see from here on out from the Vikings defense, sign me up. Sign me up.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to be sound, each and every Sunday. We have to understand and how to handle success. That's the biggest thing. It's just week one. For us, we just have to take it week at a time and see where it takes us. And like Coach said to us, today, every game's a big game. Every game is Championship Sunday. And we got to have that mentality rolling to if it's the bank, if it's Lincoln Field. Monday.
You know what we used to say in Pittsburgh. It's a five-star matchup because we in it.
No doubt about it, man. You put a football out there and you got some reps. And they see that play there, we'll be ready to roll.
It's a five-star matchup, man. If you want to go ahead and steal that, man, it's okay. I give you authority to take that. But every day you step on, man, people pay top dollar to see y'all put on for the city. Give them a show.
Yeah, man. We got to put on a show Monday Night Football, doubleheader. It's going to be big.
Yeah.
Playoff atmosphere, I think.
What you got?
I said playoff atmosphere, I believe.
Hands down. I'm going to tell you this much. I'm going to tell you, we're going to tap right into that game, but that's the game of the week.
Mm-hmm.
That got to be the game of the week right now. Just off the top of my head, when you look at all the matchups, man, Philly. And I said this during the offseason. I said week one and week two is going to tell us all we need to know about the Minnesota Vikings. I said it.
You dang sure did.
I said it. I said, because if they take care of business against a divisional foe who has bullied the division, you kind of open folks' eyes a little bit. Like, okay, well, the Vikings, all right. Mm-hmm. Now you're playing against a team that has playoff aspirations, that have a drastic makeover, to say the least.
Right.
Mentally, they feel like they should be in the thick of things in the NFC. And right. You're on the road in a, like you just said, playoff atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So by Tuesday, we're going to know all we need to know about the Minnesota Vikings. And boy, listen here. If you do what you're supposed to do on that stage, the world is yours. In the words of Scarface.
Yeah.
The world is yours. Secondary-wise, y'all did your thing. You held the wide receivers from the Green Bay Packers to 120 yards on 12 receptions. What was the mindset going into the ball game, and what led to so dominant play? What led to the dominant play against the wide receivers?
You know, just aggravating Aaron. You know, finding a way. We know that he's a guy that loves to extend plays, love to move around in the pocket. You know, so for the most part, just up front, for the most part, understanding rush lanes, understanding how to attack him, understanding some of his tendencies, what he'd like to do if some plays are not there. And on the back end, just plastering our coverage, being where you're supposed to be. You know, that's the biggest thing, you know, about this defense is just do your responsibility. You know, you don't have to do nothing out of the ordinary or out of the box. Just do what you're supposed to do, and we'll all be successful.
Man, Aaron Rodgers, at the end of the game, I don't know if you're aware of this, Pat P, but he said Justin Jefferson was the best player on the field. What was it like watching Justin Jefferson do what he did?
Oh, man, it was, you know, I've seen this movie before, you know, a couple of times last year. So I'm not surprised. It's just amazing to see, you know, him and, you know, Kevin and Kurt, you know, Adam and the Cookie Monster, and all those guys just gel so well together out of the gate. And I knew it was going to be a perfect marriage for him and Justin because he just, you know, had this type of receiver for about, you know, 3 or 4 years, however long he was there. You know, so I knew he understood, you know, how to scheme Justin over him, how to move him around to confuse defenses, how to, you know, pressure teams when we want to on hurry up offense and things like that. So it's a very good thing to see. You know, I've been seeing it since OTAs, you know, so it's a very good thing to finally see it all come to fruition.
Pat P, you played with another great wide receiver during your tenure in Arizona, future Hall of Famer Larry Fitzgerald. Do you see any similarities with Justin Jefferson and Larry Fitzgerald?
No, not really. I mean, those guys,
I know two different style of receivers. I know, but is there any similarities? And I'm gonna hit you with this. I don't know, this is a far-fetched question, but this is what we do sometimes. We talk hypotheticals.
Yep.
Do you think Justin Jefferson has an opportunity to be better than Larry Fitzgerald?
I mean, hell, if he stay on this track, he's on pace to put up some numbers we've never seen before. You know what I mean? So if he stays on this track, no doubt about it. I mean, he has an opportunity to chase every record, in my opinion.
Man, the man had 158 at halftime. He took his cleats off, finished with 184.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't think they have any similarities. I'm trying to think deep down in the
pocket. It's a difference now. Listen, I saw a highlight. Justin ran. It was two-man, and Jair Alexander was covering him. Mm-hmm. He ran a dig route, but Lord have mercy. At the top of the dig route, he gave him some sauce. It made it look like an out. And you know how the man be doing all this foolishness, man. You see it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like I say, you got to pick a side.
Yeah. Man,
how are you playing man-to-man on Justin Jefferson? Or let's say you're playing off coverage and he has space. That's where he's at his deadliest, when he has space. Now he's coming at you straight line and he's hitting you with these shoulder shimmies. And you got to pick a side. Because at some point in time, Pat P, as you know, as a defender, you got to open up.
Yeah.
Because you know he can run by you. So you got to open up. And what he does is, usually the side you open up to, he runs the opposite. I never seen a wide receiver, every route, it looks like he has an option based on what you do.
I told you, he makes everything look the same. And I think that's what makes him elite and much different from the other guys. Like he is in that category with the Davante Adams that can create separation at any given time. He's in that conversation with Cooper Kupp that can create separation at any given time. You know what I mean? So it ain't no doubt about it that he's upper show. He's a receiver.
Yeah,
all up to him and Kurt to keep that connection going. You know what I mean? See how far it takes us.
Every route, it looks like he has an option route. And for our listeners and our viewers that are tuning in, tapping in with us, option routes for wide receivers mean they do the opposite from what the defender is doing. Like if you play inside leverage, they're gonna break on an outbreaking route. If you play outside, they're gonna break on an inbreaking route. Every route that he runs, it looks like he has the option to do whatever it is that's going to put him in positions to be successful. I'll say this much, and we're going to move and get ready to transition to the Eagles preview. If Brandon Lloyd and Davante Adams had a baby, that baby would be Justin Jefferson. He has similar route running ability like Davante. He has body control. And hands like Brandon Lloyd, and the way he manipulates a defender's eyes with his movement is similar to what Brandon Lloyd used to do as well. Right. So if those two football terminology, if Davante Adams and Brandon Lloyd, for you guys who might not know who Brandon Lloyd is, go back and just type his name in YouTube and watch him do work. Pat said that's one of the best receivers he went against. You said it, Pat P.
I did. Sherm said it too.
Who else said it?
Sherman.
Yeah, Sherman. Yes, he did. Two Hall of Fame DBs, corners, said Brandon Lloyd was one of the best they ever went against. If you don't know anything about football, wide receivers, type in Brandon Lloyd. I'm pretty sure you know who Davante Adams is. That's the best That's the best way I can explain Justin Jefferson. If those two had a baby, it would be Justin Jefferson. Good luck in covering him. Good luck. Good luck. And I can tell you this much. Whoo! Our guy, big play Darius Slay, James Bradberry. You know, we had Slay on the show. We got to get Bradberry on the show, too. They get a chance to see that baby and Justin Jefferson. They get a chance to see that baby this Monday night. And with that being said, let's transition to Eagles preview, Monday Night Football. Well, we got two Monday night games this Monday. Football is back. I hope you're fired up. Get your parlays in line because I got mine in line. Now, the first Monday night kickoff. Yes, sir. I'm a betting man, Pat P. Hey,
I knew you lost that ticket Sunday. Whatever.
Yeah. And that's the crazy part, Pat. I not only did I bet you some soda, I actually had Carolina in my freaking parlay.
Yeah, I told you, Matt, the streak was gonna end at some point.
Sunday. Pat P, I had to ride it. I had y'all. Let me tell you, this is my parlay consists of. I had Vikings. You know I was high on Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I had Minnesota. I had Tampa and the under in that Sunday night game. I had Carolina.
Dallas was favored in that game?
Huh?
Dallas was favored in the Tampa game?
No, Tampa was favored by
okay. I got
you. Like 4 or 5 or something like that.
So how you take Tampa under?
No, the total, the game total. Was like 50. The total was like 40-something. I took the under. Yeah,
see, I'm under all those terminologies.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. You don't need to worry about that right now. I can handle that. I'll worry about that. And I had somebody else, but the freaking Carolina Panthers ruined my ticket. They owe me. So I owe you. I had a nice five. It was a four-legger, five-legger parlay.
And so if Carolina would have won, I mean,
who failed it for me?
You? Oh, that was the only team that failed it for you?
Yes.
Man, I told you, Matt. I told you that was not a lot. You told them people that was a lot.
Pat, it was the man kicked the 50, almost a 60-yard field goal.
I don't care. I told you that wasn't no dog on line. Fans and listeners and viewers.
I had already put my ticket in by that time. I was already sold. It was nothing else I could do. I was already in. My ticket was in early before they changed that line.
You, man. It was almost like, sorry to jump ahead, but like the game last night.
Who played last? Oh, you're talking about Seattle.
In my opinion, there wasn't no way the Broncos shouldn't have lost that game.
Man, I know one thing. They in a world of trouble out there in Denver. And they better get something together. That division ain't what you want to be in if you ain't together.
Yeah. It was a lot of questionable things going on in that game.
No question.
Talk about that later.
Yeah. But let's talk about, we got two Monday night games. We got Tennessee traveling to Buffalo. Buffalo looked real good, by the way. That's the first one. And then the Stars come out at 8.
Yeah.
Minnesota traveling to Monday night. What kind of environment do you expect in Philly? And will you get an opportunity to get a cheesesteak?
Oh, heck yeah, I'm getting a cheesesteak.
How you like your cheesesteak?
I don't like that whiz, man. I like that mozzarella, man.
Listen. So, we know we had Kyle Pitts on the show a few weeks ago. Pat, you wasn't able to join us for that conversation, but he's a Philly guy. So, when I went to Philadelphia Eagles training camp, I had Ishka Bibbles. That's why I got it. Like, if you need something to be ordered to your hotel, if you downtown, Ishka Bibbles is the place to go. But one of my homeboys from Philly told me to get the pizza sauce on my cheesesteak. Hold on, Pat P. Wait a minute. You ain't even let me finish my story.
I'm not doing that.
You ain't let me finish my story.
Even E said pizza sauce is a violation. Come on, man. I ain't doing that.
Yeah, Kyle, hold up, but can I finish my story?
Yeah, you can finish your story, but I ain't doing that. I'm gonna let you know that now.
You're not even gonna try?
No. That sounds horrible.
Listen, Pat P. I tried it. It changed my whole life. It was decent, Pat. It wasn't like, what am I doing? Pat P. I got the pizza sauce on the cheese steak from Ishka Bibbles. Shout out to Ishka Bibbles. Ever want to do business with us? All things covered. Our guy Pat P gonna be there in Philly. Man, give him an NIL deal. Give us an NIL deal.
What cheese did you put on there?
I ain't have cheese whiz. I had
You had what?
It was pizza sauce. It's like marinara sauce. Listen, Pat P.
So that's what I'm saying. So you just had steak with no cheese.
I had cheese. I'm not getting no Philly cheesesteak with no steak, with no cheese.
That's what I'm saying. What kind of cheese you had?
God dang it, I don't remember. It wasn't cheese whiz, though. It was good. It was hitting how it was supposed to hit.
Yeah, mozzarella cheese with a white cheese, pepper.
Yeah, white cheese. Yeah, white American, I think it was.
White American.
Yeah. I don't do yellow on my cheesesteaks.
Man, you should have got your old sloppy Joe then, man. That's what that sounds like.
No, Pat P, listen to me. Okay, can you do me one favor, Pat P? When you're there, when you get there Sunday, because I don't want you eating no Philly cheesesteak on game day. Pat P, can you let me talk? You won't let me say nothing.
I'm sorry.
Can you get two? Get your normal one and just get one and just try to take a bite out of it. Do that for me. That's it.
You buy it?
I buy the pizza sauce. Uber Eats. I buy the pizza sauce. We're going to get a half. You ain't got to get it a foot long. I buy the pizza. One piece of sauce. I just want you to taste it.
I'm gonna get one of the rookies to try, and I just had try to have.
And then Ishka Bibbles, that's the spot to go to though, Pat, because y'all probably be staying downtown.
Okay, we'll be somewhere down there.
Y'all gonna be somewhere downtown, but yeah, playoff environment, man. What you expecting? You know the Philly fans are gonna be rowdy too. So you know, mindset going into this Philly ball game against Philly Monday night is what?
Oh man, we gotta, you know, first of all, we got to pack, you know, defensive special teams first and foremost. You know what I mean? Because if you want to win on the road, you have to be able to keep people out of the end zone. You have to be able to flip the field position, you know, on the special teams side of the ball. And offense just sustain drives, be able to put together drives and, you know, keeping the ball, you know, out of their hands and, you know, putting the ball in the end zone, field goals, whatever it may be, but just put together some methodical drives. And just trying to find a way to sustain the momentum, you know, throughout the game, although I know that's something that's very, very hard to do. But, you know, I don't know what the keys are, you know, to victory just yet, but I know one thing, we have to stop the run. We have to stop that out of the gate because we know Philly was, I believe, number one and number two.
Last year.
Yeah, number one rushing team in the NFL last year. So we know that's something that they're going to want to do and try to establish very early to try to open up their play action and boot and, you know, read option game. That's just my keys off the top of my head, you know, to go in there and try to, you know, steal a victory, you know. So it's going to take all three phases for sure. But like you said, this is going to show what type of team we are going into
hostile
environment, you know, into an environment I love playing in Philadelphia. I love the the aggressiveness, the attitude that they give the opposing team. That's what football is all about. You know what I mean? You know how it is there, how those fans are. So, and it's a night game. So,
oh man, I'm fired up.
Only football game on in America at that time. So, it's gonna be fun, man. I can't wait to get there.
I can't wait either.
The outcome's gonna be, and I'm looking to go to war with my guys, man.
No question. How do you account for someone like Jalen Hurts with his unique skill set? And it seems to be he's more comfortable in his role as the starting quarterback for Philly. 338 yards passing, three total touchdowns, three passing touchdowns, 11 rushes for 63 yards, and a rushing touchdown. That was his second start. You played against him when you was with Arizona. That's what he did. Right. So he didn't do that this past Sunday against Detroit. He did that against Arizona when he made his second start. But of course, against Detroit, he had a heck of a game. But how do you account for someone who's a little different than what you guys previously played in the quarterback position compared to Aaron Rodgers? He's the guy who likes to get out and make things happen with his legs.
Man, they're honestly about, I won't say similar. I don't want everybody to get all crazy and saying I'm comparing, you know, Jalen Hurts to Aaron Rodgers, but far as the way he, you know, he's a little bit more mobile than Aaron, but he has that ability to extend plays. He have that ability to make plays with his leg and also be extremely accurate when throwing the football. You know, I believe he's improved, at the quarterback position as his time as a starting quarterback in his league. And I always liked him even when he was in Alabama. He's just a gamer, man. He just looked like a guy that just comes to work with his head down and just want to find a way to get the best, not only out of himself, but his teammates as well. And, you know, he just carry himself that way, you know, and I don't know him from a fly on the wall, but just from seeing the games on television and hearing some of the things his teammates say about him in the media and things like that. So, you know, he's a guy that that the game means a lot to him and winning means a lot to him. And, you know, he's a competitor, you know, so his skill set is very similar to a lot of quarterbacks in this league. I'll probably say similar skill set to Aaron Rodgers when I say far as, you know, have the ability to extend plays and also be accurate while on the move. And just have that competitive edge, you know. So it's going to be a fun matchup. It was a fun matchup when we played against him that time.
2020.
Yeah, 2020 when I was with the Cardinals, because we didn't know what to expect. We didn't know how they was going to use him, because I believe the week before they went crazy rushing. Like, he didn't throw the ball many times. I think he threw the ball maybe like 10 or 12 times, something low. So we didn't know what to expect, you know, with him or the game plan they was going to try to provide for him coming into that game. And we was in for a rude awakening for sure.
No question. He had a heck of a game. And, you know, Jalen Hurts is a better Jalen Hurts with A.J. Brown. Mm-hmm. Giving him a proven number one wide receiver, clearly we can see what this offense can look like, along with Devontae Smith as well. But what type of, you know, player is AJ Brown when you talk about a wide receiver with his size, his speed, and the things he was able to do last week against Detroit? You know, what type of difficulties he presents to the secondary?
Man, it reminds me a lot of a Julio Jones, man. Just the body structure, you know how fast he is, you know, carrying the you know, that big frame that he has. And able to run those aggressive in-breaking routes. You know, most receivers don't like running those in-breaking routes. And you can tell AJ doesn't mind running those glance, those digs, you know, where all the contact most likely is going to be. He's in all the action. You know, he's a guy that can also take the top off the defense. You know, so it's going to be a great matchup, you know, for me and Cam on the outside for sure, because these are some real dudes. You know, these are some dudes that can really, really play, and they got a quarterback that can really, really spin it. So we're going to have to be on our P's and Q's for sure heading to this game. But we know and understand that because, you know, like I told Cam, you know, since OTAs, if we don't play well, it's a good chance we won't win. Mm. That's our mindset each and every Sunday. If we don't play well, it's a good chance we won't win. So we have to play well each and every Sunday in order for us to, you know, be in a position to win, because, you know, teams throw the ball in the end zone. They don't want to run it.
No question. Yeah, it's a throwing league. That's what they want to do. They want to do it with style. Mm-hmm. Regardless if they can get in there, they want to do it with style. I know you're a student in the game. You know, you respect the craft. You respect players that play. I know you got a lot of respect for the two corners they have on their side in James Bradberry and Darius Slay. Talk about, you know, when you have games like this, it's not just about your matchup, but then you also get a chance to see their guys go against your guys. You know, right. Tell us about that part of the process for you when you get checks. You oftentimes have told me, you know, when you're on the sideline, you go over your adjustments, and then you oftentimes watching their corners and seeing what they're doing. So tell us a little bit about that mindset for you, along with watching guys like James Bradberry, who had a pretty good game last week against Detroit, took a pick six to the house, and big play Darius Slay.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun, man. I love watching quality corner play. You know, anytime there's a, you know, quality corner, like I was watching, you know, the matchup with Justin and Jair this week. You know, I had one of the best seats in the house, you know, on the sideline. You know, so anytime there's a quality, you know, defensive back going up against our guys, I want to be able to see, you know, what those guys working with, you know, seeing how they guard certain things. Because I had an opportunity to go up against, you know, Justin and Adam and KJ, you know, since April. So I want to see how they react to some unscouted looks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I definitely will be on my feet, you know, this week to watch this matchup as well. You know, I think James is a very quality corner in his league, you know, built his resume up in New York and just been doing a lot of great things ever since. And, you know, big play Slay is, you know, one of my favorite corners. You know, I love to watch him play, you know, some great memories and stories over the years and the Pro Bowls that we was able to share together and things like that. So I'm excited to see this matchup, you know, with this receiver core versus their secondary. So should be exciting.
So Pat P, it's about that time. And Eric, what I need you to do, we got our producer who's never seen, but oftentimes heard, on the call with us right now. We got to keep track on how close I have been with my predictions. Week two is prediction.
Week two, here we go.
Week two prediction time. Woo, Monday night all white. That's what I heard. They went all white.
Who told you that? How you know that already, man?
That's what I heard. I heard. You know, me and Kevin O'Connell friends. Yeah, we friends. We cool. You know, we friends. So
on Facebook.
We friends. You know, he invited me to come back up in January. You know, right at the NFC Championship game. So we're going to do a show. We're going to do a show. So prediction time, Pat P. Yes, sir. All right. I got two numbers in my head for the Vikings that keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. 26, 21. Minnesota.
Okay. 26-21
Minnesota. The Vikings win 2-0. And boy gonna be hell to play. I'm telling you right now. Because I believe, I'm gonna tell you this much, Pat P. This could be a preview of a playoff caliber matchup right here.
Yeah.
If things go accordingly, everybody, number one, you gotta stay healthy. That's number one. Stay healthy. I believe this could be a preview of a big time playoff game.
Mm.
So follow me now if you want to get on.
Yeah.
Check. Follow me. So I'm going Minnesota 26, Eagles 21, Minnesota 2-0, and they cooking with gas. They cooking with the gas. And I'm going to tell you this much right now. Pat B, when y'all take care, y'all, I'm fired up, Pat B. When y'all take care of y'all business right now and y'all 2-0, control it. Because people are going to be ready to jump on that train. The power rankings, they're going to have our very own Pete Prisco didn't have y'all high enough on the power rankings today on CBS HQ, and I gave him hell for it. Because he had Green Bay number two leading into week one. Y'all kicked Green Bay in the mouth. They dropped to 10, and he had the Saints in front of y'all. He had the Eagles in front of y'all. He had the Chargers in front of y'all. I said the Vikings had the most impressive win. based on your power rankings from last week. They beat the number two team. Why are they in front? The Saints had a last-second field goal to beat the last team, the dead last team in the Falcons. But don't worry about that, Pat P. They're going to jump on you. When you take care of business, the power rankings, y'all going to be through the roof.
Like, it's not hard. Trending.
And I'm going to tell you this much. I've been a part of two Super Bowl teams. There's a moment that happens early in the season where you feel differently than you've ever felt before in regards to how good you can be team-wise. I'm telling you that right now. There's a defining moment that happens with every Super Bowl team that I've been on that have got to that promised land, to that opportunity, where we realize and be like, oh, shoot. Boy, we can do something special. Just don't screw it up.
Yeah.
There's a defining moment. And I, for one, believe Monday night in Philly in the Link is a defining moment.
Yeah.
Get you your cheesesteak on Sunday.
Yes,
and
sir.
Kick somebody in the mouth on Monday. And get back to Minnesota.
Get on back to Minnesota, baby.
Get on. Hey, Uncle Roger say, I ain't here for a long time. I'm just here for a good time.
You know it.
Yeah, you ain't there for a long time, but baby, I'm just here for a good time.
Just here for a good time, man. That's it.
Well, check this out. We're going to take a quick break. Let everybody cool, calm down a little bit. I know they fired up. But when we come back, before we let you go, we got to tap into around the league. There's a lot to talk about. Week one took off. We saw a boxing match. Somebody got put to sleep. It's a lot to talk about, Pat Pete. We back.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
We back around the league. Before we tap into what happened, we and Pat P were just talking about Le'Veon Bell knocking out Adrian Peterson. Pat P.
What, man?
Why you sound disgruntled? What was your thoughts on seeing the fight?
Man, I'm tired of seeing athletes jumping in that ring, man.
Nah.
Stay up out the rain, man. You can hurt yourself up in there, man. That's not your line of profession. Like, I'd rather see somebody go out and play a basketball game or something. If they try and do something for charity.
I thought AP almost tore his ACL and MCL when he folded.
Man, that man could have had all type of brain damage. And he got hit with a stiff right. And like you said, when he went down.
He folded like a lawn chair. You know how you fold that lawn chair up when everybody's ready to go home?
That was bad. I hate even looking at those things.
You saw the highlights.
I did see the highlights.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, like Le'Veon Bell been boxing for a long time.
Yeah.
And the reports came in. We had the financials. AP reportedly got paid $15,000 and Le'Veon Bell got $250,000.
Oh, man.
Is that even accurate? How accurate is that?
How'd that happen?
$15,000? Man. That's a walkthrough. He could have got that at a club.
That's what I'm saying, man. I don't even the hell how much he got paid. That's just no. That ain't no. The athletes can't. Be
I can't. He can't jump in the ring for $15,000 as a former football player. He ain't been boxing your whole life.
He can't be jumping in the ring from the get go.
Yeah, but
stay on at the crib like a seagull. I'd rather see you have a pickup basketball, a one-on-one contest or something.
Man,
a shoot contest or something.
I just can't volunteer to go in this situation where I might get put to sleep.
Exactly. Not happening. I don't
like
even
when Lev Bell hit him, not only did he fold it like a lawn chair, but his eyes.
Man.
Like he saw the light and he didn't really like realize that. He was He was like, he saw the light, Pat P. He's like, what? He wanted to keep fighting. Like, no, you don't fight no more. Just, I don't know. But Lev Bell got 250. AP got 15K. He did take him to the fifth round, which is the last round, Pat P. So give him some credit for that.
No, I get all that.
but there's still a possibility of getting what happened to him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he could have really hurt himself doing something that
he really could. That ACL could have been out of there, and you don't want to have no ACL as a retired player when you ain't even playing no more.
That's what I'm saying, man. No, that wasn't. I'm tired of seeing it.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we're gonna jump back in the ring again, but it's not my decision.
Yeah, and I did not see the entire fight, but I did see
you saw the knock. I ain't see the entire fight either. I just saw the knockout.
Saw the knockout, but Le'Veon Bell form did look pretty nice.
Oh man, Bell been that's been part of his training regimen for a long time. What,
Bell might as well go ahead and call out one of them Jake brothers, man.
Man, no question. Yeah, he can go. He can go. Biggest week one takeaways, we talked about Pat being right with the Browns and the Panthers. Seahawks stuns the Broncos. Tua is now 4-0 versus Bill Belichick and the Pats. Colts, Texas in a tie. I hate a tie, by the way. NFL, the Rules Committee, can y'all please throw that out? How you feel about ties, Pat?
I hate ties as well because that can become so significant at the end of the season. For a whole lot of people, I think they should just let people play it out in the like they do in the playoffs.
Yes, like I hate ties, man. Come on, Rules Committee, change that. Get that out. Do you guys like ties? You hate them as well? Let us know. Let us know how you feel in our comment box. But we got to NFLPA won't agree to extra football. I believe that to be accurate. But let's have a kickoff then. Like after you play a full overtime period, then let's go to a kickoff.
Like soccer, free kicks.
Yeah, yeah. Special teams got to win it for you now. Yeah. Let's go to a kickoff. So I think they should definitely consider that. That would be my ideal. So NFLPA, if you're listening, I'm okay. If we can, y'all can talk to me because I just thought of that. So y'all don't want to have y'all take over the rights, but just have a kickoff. Special teams unit, we start off on the 40. And every time you make it, you move back 10 yards. And you still have a rush. So you have an opportunity to do what the Pittsburgh Steelers did this past Sunday, which is block it. Right. Oh, speaking of blocks, you know, Florida State did that against LSU as well.
Yeah, it did twice.
Yeah, we blocked two of them.
But here's my thing, Matt. I don't think they will do that. Because the simple fact, all right, so what if the first team make it from the 40, you want them to go back and try to
– No, if the first team make it from the 40, allow the second – the opposing team to come on with their opportunity as well. So they got to make it. So it's almost like you make it, take it.
No, what I think they should do is just make it like – I don't know if they how this would be, but just make it like a two-point conversions.
I think in regards to the NFLPA, they might have a gripe with it being extra contact. There's not the same contact involved in a PAT as it is in a normal routine play.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? You just got guys rushing and guys blocking. There's nobody trying to hit nobody. If you did two-point conversion, remember college football used to have that. That's why we used to have so many back and forth, long, extended, you know, college overtime periods where you get the ball like a two-point opportunity and they go and they go and they keep going. I think it would eliminate the extra contact, you know, from the safety element of the game, and now you put a more onus on kicking. I think that I mean, let's see. I mean, NFLP, if y'all listening, y'all should go ahead and present this, because if we're tired of ties, nobody wants to see that tie look so ugly on your record, by the way.
Yeah, ugly. It does.
Dak Prescott, he's injured. Cowboys look terrible against the Bucks. The Bears beat the 49ers 19-10 in the rain, you know, and now people are saying, did they make the right call with the quarterback and Trey Lance? It was ugly conditions. He didn't look good, but you still got to find a way to win. The Bears beating San Francisco was one of the bigger surprises in week one, in my opinion, Pat P.
Yeah, I agree for sure. I didn't see the game. I just saw the score, but that was a pretty nasty football game.
No question.
Highlight reel once I was able to get back home after our game. But the biggest surprise, not the biggest surprise, but, you know, I think – you know, a big takeaway from those takeaways was Tua. You know, Tua coming away 4-0 against Belichick, wasn't able to see that game as well, but, you know, seeing the score and seeing the highlights, you know, you see the Dolphins defense being the Dolphins defense, hurting quarterbacks and getting after the quarterbacks. I mean, Dolphins probably got to have a long, long list of injuring quarterbacks. I remember one year, I think it was 2016, I believe they hurt every starting quarterback that they played.
Mm. Dolphins defense has been pretty feisty for quite some time.
Yes. And just seeing what those guys were able to do, that was pretty neat to see as well. But Tua doing his thing, and the Seahawks,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
The Seahawks came through, defense played outstanding, coming up with some key takeaways in the red zone, key stops in the red zone.
Yes, they were physical too.
1 yard line, 2 yard line, Pat very B. physical. But I'm disappointed in the Denver Broncos coaching staff for allowing that field goal kicker to trot out there for a 64 yard.
But you know what else I'm disappointed in, Pat B?
I thought you were about to say something else. What you disappointed in?
I'm disappointed in what curly hair Russell Wilson wore to the game. Did you see that suit?
Yeah, I saw the shiny green.
I didn't like that. Man, did you like it? It didn't look like it wasn't even tailored the right way. That's the thing I didn't like. Why he had on one of them uncle suits? You know, them uncles, you know, your uncles don't get that suit tailored all the way to right. It'd be loose at the ankle, around the waist area, have a little room. You know, the coat ain't tailored the right way. I don't want no suit looking like my uncle wear. You got to be look like he was born with it on.
So you saying he didn't have a tailor? He had a European cut.
No, he had no type of cut. He ain't got to go to Euro cut, but just look like it. Don't get it straight off the rack from Men's Warehouse and don't get nothing done to
it. He ain't get that from Men's Warehouse.
No, I know that ain't come from Men's Warehouse. Nah. But you know how it used to be when you was a JIT and you go to high school prom, you get your suit from Men's Warehouse.
Uh-huh.
They don't give you no nice tailor. You don't get it. You don't get it tapered in the right way. You just got to put it on off the rack.
Put it on.
It looked like his suit came straight off the rack. When I saw him walk in there, he had a strut like he was about business. I said, it's going to be a long night with him with that suit on. And I'm trying to figure out, see, when I played in Pittsburgh, if you walked on that plane not looking right, we were going to give you hell.
Mm.
You can't get on that bus and you looking like some trash. I ain't saying Russell was looking like trash. All I'm saying is,
didn't agree with the attire.
I didn't agree with the suit. And if you're going to wear that suit, get it tailored made, Russ. Make it look like he was born in it.
I'm sure it was tailored made, Mac.
That was just the baggy look, the
retro look that he was looking for. You saw that I forgot what shoes he had on, but it looked like he had like the.
Thicker
rubber bottom shoes. So he might have was going with the retro look.
I don't like it. I know that suit costs a lot of money, but I don't like it. Nah, don't get it fresh.
I don't like it either. Seeing Russell on the sideline when you're paying him $250 million when he's probably the best quarterback with extending plays.
I agree. Maybe the coach didn't like his suit.
Why wouldn't you have the ball in your best player hands on offense, giving yourself an opportunity? That's a better chance of getting the fourth and five versus kicking.
I was saying the same thing. You traded away all these players to get Russell Wilson just to have him on the sideline in this moment.
Let Russ cook.
Yo, they tried a 63-yard field goal. 64. McManus has a strong leg, but come on, let's keep it real. If I'm going to lose the ball game, I'm going to lose it to the man who's getting over $200 million. But the suit was trash. I didn't like it. I know one thing. I bet I ain't gonna see you with a suit fresh off the rack.
No, not like that.
You gonna have it tailored, right or wrong?
Gonna be cut.
Huh?
Gonna be cut.
No question. I know what you gonna have on. I just try to figure out why he got his off the rack. It's not me. I mean, he got $250 million, so he can wear it off the rack if he wants.
I'm going with the fabric that he had from the looks of the fabric. I'm thinking he was going for more of a retro look.
I ain't accepting that.
Matt, listen to me. Because if he got it cut more in a European way, it would have looked like a tuxedo. And I don't think he wanted the tuxedo vibe. So I think that's why the cut might have thrown you off a little bit, because he was going with the retro vibe. Russ, I got you, man.
Well, help me understand it. I just didn't like it. I felt like he still get a little tape. He could have got to tape it in a little bit.
This helped you.
Okay, retro look. So this is what we're going to do. Matter of fact, I hope everybody enjoyed our show, because we enjoy it. Vikings, I'm going to need all of y'all to invade Philadelphia Monday night. Pat P, I need you to go get that cheesesteak on Sunday. and kick somebody in the mouth on Monday. Have one of them rookies get the one what I told you with that pizza sauce and just try it. Don't cuss me. I just try it. Can you do that for me? Just tell me you're gonna try it, Mac, and that's it.
I'm not buying it. I'm gonna have one of the rookies.
I didn't want you to buy it, Pat. I just want you to have one of the rookies. Get you one with pizza sauce. Yeah, don't listen to me. And just try, just taste it. That's it.
We'll see.
Can you do that?
We'll see.
It's Kabibbles. Huh?
I want my stone, even my stomach to be all messed up, man.
No, nah, we ain't gonna do it. I just tell you to get a little taste, like get a toddler nibbit of it. Eat like a toddler, nibble it like a little rat on the corner. And then you text my phone and say, Matt, it was decent. That's all you got. That's all you got to tell me.
I got you.
Hey, all right. There we have it, man. This is a big week for Minnesota. Like I said, this is a game, in my opinion, when you talk about teams that have championship aspirations, there's a defining moment. I think this could be that moment for the Minnesota Vikings. And my score prediction for all you guys who follow me, I got Minnesota winning 26-21. This is the game of the week. I'm saying it right now. Make sure you have a great seat in watching this affair on Monday night. My guy, Seven, Pat P. Oh, Pat P, go get us one. God, I just saw a vision. I just saw a vision, Pat P. You're going to have a diving pick. Oh, boy, you know, boy. I do this weird thing sometimes where I be seeing stuff. Yeah. I be seeing stuff. You're going to have a diving pick over there close by Philadelphia's sideline. Just stay down. Because when you get up, they're going to be ready to clock you. Just stay down and just let them tag you off.
Stay down.
Huh?
Stay. Once I get the pitch, yeah, I'm trying to score.
It's going to be close to the sideline. It's going to be close to the sideline.
If I can keep my feet in bounds and get it the other way, you better block somebody.
Are you going to try to get to the house?
To the crib Monday night.
Are you going to dance? You got a celebration?
And the whole Exit 36 watching, man. I got to put on for the city.
You ain't going to. This is what you should do. You and your daughter should come up with a dance routine. So when you get your pick and you score, you can do that dance routine. They know exactly that's for them.
We got a little something in the kitchen, man.
What heck? I just want to just throw it out there. So 26-21 in favor of the Vikings. I see a diving pick from a Vikings secondary player. I think it's going to be Pat P. It's going to be somebody in all white. And this is going to be a preview of a very, very monumental-like playoff experience for these two teams. I think these two teams can face off again. Hey, ladies and gents, I hope you enjoyed our show. All things covered. Go check in, man. Rock with us. If you like what we're doing, keep rocking with us. Make sure you guys are fired up. I need all the Minnesota Viking fans. I need y'all to be drunk by 6 o'clock. So that means by 8 o'clock, y'all so disrespectful. Y'all ready to go and y'all gonna let it go. That's why our Steelers fans should be drunk 3 hours before kickoff. So by the time they got into the stadium, they were so disrespectful. That's why you see a lot of fights. I'm not condoning that, by the way. Stop fighting. But one thing I do condone is fan participation.
Oh yeah, I condone that for sure.
My guy. I got you. I owe you some Sprite. Get the Sprite. Shout out to Ishka Bibbles. That's a shameless plug, by the way. So if y'all ever want to give us any little thing, you know, all things covered, we rock with you. I'll give Pat P some free cheese steaks when he get there on Sunday for the game on Monday. Hey, Pat P, man, go be great Monday night. I'm going to talk to you before the game. But yes, Minnesota Viking fans, it's this time. It's something sweet. Remember, the final game got to be in Glendale, Arizona. Until next time. See you when we see you, and tell a friend to tell a friend what we doing here, all things covered. B-Mac, Pat P, peace out.
New CBS Sunday.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost,
everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker. New Sunday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.